Since time began, men and women have had strange experiences for which there is no explanation, except in the secrets the ancient magicians knew. But for centuries, their secrets have been guarded in the hidden places of the Far East. Today, perhaps, Frank Chandler has discovered them, as people say. He is called Chandu the Magician. Can you be sure it isn't true?
The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment every week at this hour,
Chandu the Magician.
Cairo, the great stone house at the edge of the Nile, the home of Princess Naji and of her ancestors for uncounted generations. Lights glow in the drawing room, but they do not dispel the overpowering sense of fear.
Chandu, the Magician.
So where were you?
You sent me to bring your cloak, Anigrat. The cloak.
Give me the gloves. I will put them on later. I cannot drive a motor car wearing white gloves.
You drive yourself, Anigrat?
Yes. Tonight I wish to drive myself. What is it, Abu?
Ben say it is waiting with the motor car, Anigrat.
Yes, I am coming. Oh. Say that I am out, Abu, and that you do not know when I will return.
As you say. Aywa.
Abu, this is Mr. Chandler.
Sabahan al-Kail, Yasadi. Laza. It is the Effendi Chandler.
Why did you not do as I do? Very well. Yes, Chandu.
How are you, Naji?
Very well, thank you.
I wanted to let you know an old friend of ours is back in Egypt.
Yes, who is it?
Roger Gaylord.
I remember Captain Gaylord.
He's out of the army now, and he's come to Egypt to raise cotton. A more unlikely farmer, I can't imagine. He's bought a place between here and Fayoum.
Yes, I know.
Oh, have you heard from him, too?
Yes. Chandu, you must excuse me. I'm late for an engagement.
Oh, I'm sorry, Naji. I'll call you tomorrow.
Chandu, you must...
What is it, darling?
I'm late. I will speak to you tomorrow.
Is something wrong?
Good night, Chandu.
Good evening, Naji.
What? Why did you call me to come out of the house?
Captain Gaylord does not know I called you, does he?
What do you want?
When you heard that music, you had a mental impulse to walk out into the garden, eh?
Yes. Yes, but I knew you would be out here.
Quite so.
Dr. Shaw, I am a dinner guest in Captain Gaylord's house. If you have something to say to me, say it and go away.
You are difficult this evening, Naji. Come with me farther from the house.
What is it? What is it?
I am only taking this precaution to save your life.
Save my life?
Quite. Stand here. The tree will protect you.
From what?
You see this box on the ground? It is a detonator. When I push the plunger down, Captain Gaylord's house will cease to exist, and so will he.
Captain Gaylord!
Excellent. It will burn rapidly, too. I'll leave you now. You're too shocked to speak, are you? That will pass when you find it necessary to explain why you came out of the house before the accident. But you won't remember I was here, Naji. You were alone.
I was here alone.
Especially, you will not speak of me to Frank Chandler. He is to think you killed Gaylord. That will be a most interesting situation, I am sure.
In just a moment, it will be time once again to raise the curtain on our story of terror and magic.
we remind you about Chandu's exciting carnation plant offer. The offer that brings you 3 live-growing carnation plants for 35 cents and 1 White King granulated soap box top. Yes, here is a thrilling springtime offer for every home gardener and flower lover. Imagine getting 3 live-growing carnation plants that will bear huge double blossoms with delicately fringed petals. Imagine a sweet, spicy carnation bouquet like an exotic perfume. Imagine these plants blossoming lavishly in 3 brilliant carnation hues of cardinal red, snow white, and a new variegation that blends carmine, rose, and creamy yellow. And just imagine getting these 3 well-rooted carnation plants for only 35 cents and 1 White King soap box top, mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. For an additional saving, mail a $1 bill and 3 White King soap box tops to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and Chandu will send you 3 sets of carnation plants, 9 plants altogether, postpaid. Please allow 2 weeks for delivery. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. Yes, indeed. For washing clothes or dishes, you'll love White King. Egypt. Night. Captain Gaylord's garden, dimly lighted now by the dying flames of the burning house. A car turns in from the lonely road and stops. We return you to Chandu, the magician.
Nestor. Nadi! Nadi!
I'm here, Chandu.
Oh, thank heaven. I saw your car parked outside the gates. Where's Gaylord?
He was in the house.
Good Lord. What happened? Where are the servants?
I have not seen them, Chandu.
But didn't any of them try to put out the fire?
It was impossible from the first.
It almost looks as if the house had blown up. Tiles from the roof, clear over here. Nadi, who was here beside you and Gaylord?
No one.
Ben Zayd must have driven you out.
I drove the car myself, Chandu.
You did? Why?
Please do not ask me all these questions.
Darling, I'm sorry. I know what a shock you had, but the whole thing's so strange.
I did not expect you to come here tonight.
Gaylord invited me to dinner, too.
You did not tell me.
Didn't give me a chance. If you'd said you were coming, I'd have driven you. Why didn't you come out here so early?
You must stop these questions, Chandu.
The police will ask them, darling. And others.
Police?
Yes. You know Ahmed Hussein. A very sharp old boy.
Chandu. You do not believe I killed Captain Gaylord.
You know I don't. Just tell me one thing and I won't ask you another question. Why did you park your car outside the gate?
I do not know. Chandu, I beg you.
All right. Let it go. But you're not going to drive back to Cairo alone. Get in, Nadia. Yes. Gaylord didn't tell me he'd invited you, too.
Chandu, I must tell you. He was playing the gramophone. A special record when...
Nadia, what is it?
No. Even you will not understand why I should have walked out into the garden one moment before this... dreadful thing happened.
You mean you saw something or heard someone outside? Tell me.
I cannot. I can tell you nothing. Oh, Chandu, please take me home.
Don't, darling. Don't. We'll talk the whole thing over tomorrow.
Wear the silver earrings, Mother. They look marvelous with that dress.
All right, dear. Go and put on your hat. It's almost 4:00.
Bob had better hurry if he's going to Najee's with us.
Why, where is he?
He went to see about getting a man to fix that beat-up phonograph downstairs. Uncle Frank...
Mom!
In my room, Bob. Sometime you might try just coming to the door instead of standing in the hall and shouting.
Okay. Who's the guy down in the library with Uncle Frank?
His name's Prescott.
He's from Canada, he told me. Isn't he wonderful looking?
He didn't get that tan in Canada. Hey, Do you suppose he's the Prescott that rounded up those spies up there?
Well, I don't know, and it's time for us to go. Put that package in your room, son.
I'm going to take it with me. I bought some records. Nodgy won't mind if we play them there, will she?
I'll mind.
Well, they aren't jive. They're Egyptian. Or Arabian or something. Wait till you hear them.
Put them in the car, Bob. If Nodgy wants to hear them, there they'll be.
Yeah. Oh, I almost forgot. Uncle Frank wants to see you before you go, Mom.
Oh, you and Betty can wait for me in the car. I won't be long.
I'd sure like to know what's going on around here. Uncle Frank looks like the roof had fallen in on him. You know that?
Well, that's the story, Mr. Prescott.
Gaylord met Nodgy here in Cairo during the war, I understand.
Nodgy? Why, yes. Gaylord came here with a message for me from British headquarters during the North African fighting. You can imagine what it was like here then. Swarming with spies. You never knew who might be an enemy agent.
Yes, indeed.
Nodgy and I worked together because we knew the country. And when Gaylord turned up, well, it was a little irregular, but he had a week's leave and offered to help. We sent him on a tricky mission into the desert. He pulled it off like an old hand.
He brought a letter from you when he finally came home to Canada. He'd taken his discharge here in Egypt, you know.
Well, no, I went to India as soon as the war ended.
Oh. Well, Gaylord's been with us ever since, until he resigned a few weeks ago. He hadn't been like himself for some time. Worried, I thought. I might have known it was because of Nodgy. He never forgot her.
You really think Nodgy killed him? Why?
She told you herself there was no one else out there. I suppose if I hadn't just happened to be in Lisbon and decided to fly down and see Gaylord, the whole thing would have been dropped.
Prescott, I know Nodgy had nothing to do with it.
She must be quite a siren.
I tell you, she had no reason to kill him. Even the police are willing to give her the benefit of the doubt. I talked to Ahmed Hussein last night.
Isn't that what's called obstructing justice?
Certainly not. Look here, Prescott, I'm as anxious as you are to get to the bottom of this.
Well, what do you suggest?
An open mind, for one thing. Assume Nodgy knew nothing about it.
All right. Then what?
Then what was worrying Gaylord before he left Canada? Or who? Who put the cotton-raising idea in his head? It's fantastic for Gaylord.
Well, if it wasn't his own idea, I suppose it could have been a friend of his named Shaw. He was a doctor Gaylord had met in the army.
Was Gaylord ill?
Not that I knew of. Anyway, now that I think of it, Dr. Shaw had disappeared.
From where?
From England, I suppose. That's where he lived. I remember Gaylord saying he'd had several letters returned marked addressee unknown here, or something of the sort.
Hmm.
But, Mr. Chandler, this whole idea of yours is utterly ridiculous.
We have to start somewhere. I can't believe Nodgy.
Right.
Come in, Dot.
Bob said you wanted to see me.
Yes. Sit down, will you, Dot?
Is this about Nodgy?
Yes.
You know her, Mrs. Regent?
Yes, very well. Frank, what's the matter? When I talked to her on the phone this morning, she was so upset I thought we shouldn't go there to tea this afternoon, but she insisted on it.
Mr. Chandler, you haven't told your sister.
No, and Nodgy knows I haven't.
Told me what?
What happened at Gaylord's last night. Dot, I want you to see if Nodgy will tell you. For some reason, she's afraid to tell me.
I'm not surprised.
But you were there yourself, Frank.
Not until later.
Oh, but...
I'm not trying to be mysterious, Dot. I just want you to talk to Nodgy as if nothing at all had happened.
Well, all right.
There's just one thing. Be sure to ask her if she knows a Dr. Shaw. Be casual about it, but ask her.
I've always heard your methods were peculiar, Mr. Chandler. I see why now.
I'll send a cable asking London to trace Dr. Shaw. But in the meantime...
I agree. There's no time to waste.
And Dot, tell Nodgy I've been delayed. I'll drop in later.
I will, Frank.
Do your best for me, will you? It's literally a matter of life and death.
Nobody at home has records like this, Bats.
Bob, for heaven's sake, turn that record down a little.
Okay, Mom.
They're all weird, Bob. And I hope they don't get broken before we go back to California.
If they do, I will send some to replace them, Betty.
Well, I just assume you wouldn't, Nodgy. They're a little too weird for my taste.
Now, what were you saying, Dorothy?
Oh. Well, I was going to say I'm glad you're feeling better. I was worried about you this morning.
It was nothing.
When Frank came home this noon, he said you looked ill. Are you sure you shouldn't see a doctor?
I'm not ill, Dorothy.
Oh, by the way, Nodgy, do you happen to know a Dr. Shaw?
Dr. Ian Shaw?
Nodgy, you are ill. Is there something I can do?
No. No, just let me sit here quietly for a moment.
Oh, we'd better go. I'll call you.
No, please, Dorothy. No one must know.
Hey, Betts, I didn't see this one.
It must be one of Nodgy's. Well, put it on, Bob. Let's see what it sounds like.
Nodgy, tell me what's the matter.
If only I could remember. I went to Captain Gaylord's last night. Dr. Shaw must have been there.
Must have been? Don't you know?
No. I've lived a lifetime since last night. There are moments when I know why this thing is happening to me, but then I forget. Oh, help me, Dorothy.
Is this what you were afraid to tell Frank?
It's music. Like Captain Gaylord's record.
Not you.
Why do you look so serious, Dorothy?
Why, oh, thank heaven, there's Frank.
Hi, Uncle Frank.
You are too late for tea, Chandu. It is not flattering to a hostess.
Turn off that music, Bob.
What? They are only amusing themselves because the gramophone in your house is broken.
Get your things, Dot. You too, kids.
But you have just arrived.
I've been standing in the hall for 5 minutes.
Then you heard what Nodgy said.
But I said nothing to cause
Nodgy.
You... Yes, Chandu?
I'll be back here in a little while. In the meantime, don't go out anywhere. Don't go out of the house.
Frank, I don't like to leave her here alone.
It won't be for long, Dot. I know now what I'll have to do. And when I looked into the crystal, you told me to come to you here in Tibet.
My son, thou hast overcome the illusions of time and space to come here in one moment. And yet thy heart is filled with fear.
I'm afraid for Nodgy. I ask your help, my teacher.
The power is always at thy command. Must I have called thee here to this place to remind thee once again?
I do know. And yet when I realize what's happening...
Tell me, my son...
Someone, somehow, has gained control over Nadji's mind. At times, she seems to know it. But then she forgets again. You must know what it could mean.
You fear she will betray the secrets of the work you do together?
She can't help it. But that's not all.
If thou believest Nadji would take a life, as men say, thou hast indeed lost much. That I have taught thee.
I know she didn't kill Gaylord of her own will, but she could have been forced to do it.
In thy fear, thou hast put thy knowledge from thee.
What shall I do, my teacher?
Thou hast within thyself the power to defeat this thing, this evil thing, and to remove it from all who have listened to the voice of darkness.
The voice of darkness... And there are others beside Nodgy?
The moment is to come when thou wilt hear it. If at that moment thou shalt listen, even I cannot save thee. Death will fall upon thee like a black shadow. Farewell, my son. Farewell.
In a moment, we'll bring you the outcome of tonight's macabre story in the life of Chandu, the magician. For just 35 cents and one box top from a package of White King granulated soap, you get 3 live-growing carnation plants.
you home gardeners will welcome this chance to save on the most beautiful and beloved of flowers. Right now, three of these choice Hollywood star carnation plants would cost you up to $1.35 or more at any nursery or greenhouse. Moreover, these well-rooted plants will produce quantities of big, showy, double-petaled blossoms on strong, wiry stems. They'll bloom all summer long and again next year. And there are three glorious carnation colors in each assortment: snow white, cardinal red, and a dainty new variegation of carmine, rose, and creamy yellow. So hurry, order your carnation plants at once. Mail 35 cents in coin and one White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. That address again is Chandu, Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Please print your name and put sufficient postage on your envelope. And remember, too, nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. Cairo, an underground room in the home of Princess Naji, a room where once the priests of ancient Egypt committed to parchment the secrets of their timeless wisdom. We return you to Chandu, the magician.
If only I can find the incantation. Oh, spirits of the unforgotten ones, show me the way. Show me the way. Dr. Shaw.
You were so absorbed in those old parchments, you did not hear me open the door.
How did you come to this room?
You have forgotten.
What is it now?
You have forgotten. You told your servant to bring me to the door.
Did I? No. No one comes to this room but me.
You have forgotten, Naji. You do not remember.
But how could I know you would wish to come here?
I am interested in whatever interests you, Naji.
Are you?
For instance, why are you looking through these parchments? What do you hope to find?
Secret. The secrets of ancient Egypt are more powerful than you, Dr. Shaw.
So, you have discovered what has happened to your mind, eh? It's too late, Naji.
No.
Much too
late.
No,
I will not believe it. Only this afternoon I almost broke free.
But then you heard the music.
Music?
That record was my gift to you. I left it with your servant.
But it was only by chance I heard it. The children played it.
What children?
The niece and nephew of Chandler.
You're speaking of Chandler, I suppose?
Yes. Oh, if I could only tell him.
Naji! Look at me.
No.
Look straight into my eyes.
No. No!
Listen. I'm going to tell you precisely what is to happen. You hear me?
I hear you, Dr. Shaw.
Chandler has responded exactly as I had hoped. He's taken no action about Gaylord's death because of you. Because he loves you. But tomorrow morning, the full story will be made public. You understand, Naji?
I understand. Chandu will be disgraced because of me.
That is true. But I can still save you. Are you ready to give me the information I want?
No, Dr. Shaw. It is secret.
Of course, there's still another way open to you. I brought this knife, Naji. It is quite sharp. You are to believe you must choose between giving me the information and death.
Naji!
Mr. Chandler!
Who are you?
Don't you know me?
I know.
I am Dr. Shaw. Look at me again.
Well,
more closely. straight into my eyes. You remember me now, surely?
I don't think...
A friend. A friend, Mr. Chandler.
Dr. Shaw, a friend...
Chandler, no! Do not listen!
Be silent, Nachi. You do trust me, Mr. Chandler.
Yes, I trust you, Dr. Shaw.
Chandler, you must not!
You see how simple it is, Nachi. He will do whatever I tell him now.
It cannot be possible, Chandu. Chandu!
Speak to her, Chandler. Admit it. The forces of darkness are too strong for you.
I do not understand the forces.
The forces of darkness, Chandler. The forces that I have studied so long. You know of them. Admit it.
It's useless to go on fighting him, Nadji. Oh. He's right.
Oh. I have brought this terrible thing upon you.
But if I die, that is what he wants. Then he will release you. Dr. Shaw, give me the knife.
Nadji, couldn't you see what I was doing? Give me that. Oh.
Chandler, you devil!
You should be ashamed to call yourself a doctor.
No, in 1,000 years of dull, respectable practice in London, I could never have known the power that I have now.
Do you know him?
All right, Dr. Shaw. Tell her.
When I was in Egypt with the British Army, I met a man who taught me the black secrets of ancient Egypt. You see now, I was so amused at the thought that you could use them against me, Nadji.
Go on. Let's hear it all.
You're doomed, all of you. In every country's secret agents. With your minds in my power. Whatever you learn, you'll confide in me. And I have found a market for
Stop
secrets.
Him, Chandu. Stop him, you must.
What about Gaylord Shaw?
He came to Egypt under my influence. I admit I was a bit afraid of you, Chandler. You and your magic. So I arranged a more conventional way of removing you. Accessory to a murder.
I see him.
You'll be charged with that tomorrow. And now, if you will excuse me, I will call on Nadji under less disturbing circumstances.
Chandu, why did you let him go? How will we ever be free of him?
Because two can play that game of his. And I've been playing it my way. Listen.
Let me go. It is Chandler you want.
Who is it out there?
The provincial police and Ralph Prescott. They heard it all. But no one except Shaw himself will hear this. Open your mind to me, Dr. Shaw. The story you told me without realizing what you said is to be repeated openly wherever you go. Wherever you go, men will distrust you. Your power for evil is broken from this time on. Forever.
Yes, I killed him. I killed him, Lord. I killed him.
It is like a miracle, these things you do.
We needed a miracle this time. Nancy, darling, when are you going to marry me so I can take care of you? Can't you trust me, even yet?
It is not that, Chandu.
There's one way to keep you from saying no again. Darling.
Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. Dorothy Regent is played by Irene Tedrow. Betty by Joy Terry and Bob by Lee Millar. Bob Griffin is Dr. Shaw and Princess Nachi is played by Lillian Baev. Special musical effects are by Corla Pondit. The program is produced and directed by Cyril Armbruster. We invite you to listen again next week at this hour, when the makers of White King bring you mystery, romance, and intrigue in Chandu, the Magician. Howard Culver speaking. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.